gather together today. It is good to be the body of Christ for and with one another. For when the waters get choppy and the way gets dark and uncertain, we are not alone. We are together. And so we pray and we sing and we praise God for the journey and for the way home. I invite you then to turn your heart, your mind, your body, your very self to God as we worship together today. There are words in our bulletin, and we can share them as we feel comfortable. We'll share together responsibly, and I'm not the bold part, because you are the bold. And we'll share together, saying, "This is your turf, your home, your territory. I am so glad to be here, God, that I kiss the earth you walk on. I fling myself into the dust, the floor of your dwelling, but you lift me up from my humble position.
You gave me in as your guest. You have made me one of your family. You have taken us under your wing. When we cry out, you come for us. We get it from your strength.
Foxes may lord it over the kitchen coop and squirrels over the sparrow's nest, but no creatures challenge the eagle's rule. They cower before the eagle's eye and ruthless claws. As the eagle soars above the field mice, so do you, Lord, rise above us mortals. Troubles grow around us like tall grass, but in the shadow of your outspread pinions, predators scatter like snow in a winter wind.
There is a place for us in your lands. You will never abandon us. You will work out your purpose for us, no matter how long it takes.
May it be so, and I invite you to rise as you are able, in body or in spirit, and be joined to sing, "Here I am, Lord."
I have heard my people cry.
Steady and strong. It beats without your consent. And is placed deep within your body and in your soul. Your heart roots you to yourself and connects you to God. And this organ, as big as your fist, in its mysterious way, is big enough to hold all of the people in this room. And all of the people that they hold. Your heart is big enough to hold. Your heart is steady and strong and full of love. And we sometimes need a little encouragement. We need some enheartment. Maybe from other people. And we can be that for other people. And so we can share in this space and at this time, we can share our hearts. We can open our hearts to God and to one another, and we can share aloud our joy, and we can share our concerns. We can lift our prayers. We can offer our prayers to God and to one another. Are there joys or concerns that you would share at this time?
Robin said it was okay to share this. She's on antibiotics for a wound infection, so pray that that will do it for her, please.
Thank you.
Prayers for Peggy Rich, who is part of the Hope family now. She went on a cruise with her family, had a wonderful time, but she became ill. Is back in Duluth at St. Luke's, and so we're hoping she will be home soon.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my sister, who's going for a colonoscopy tomorrow. She's had a positive colon test, or whatever it's called, and so she's very worried about this. Thanks.
I would like prayers for my friend Andrea, who was diagnosed with uterine cancer and will have some surgery this week.
Prayers for Charlotte Van Gilder, who is also at St. Luke's. Prayers for her family.
I'd like prayers for my cousin Karen. She had had a stroke and she's just in her 60s, so I appreciate things.
I would like to give thanks to our students who are back with us and in our new Mackenzie, who we call Kenzie, who just joined us and she's already going to do something special. So I'm very thankful for our students.
I'd like prayers for my brother-in-law. I'd asked prayers a few weeks ago. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. They have diagnosed him with stage 4 cancer, and he starts treatment tomorrow, so prayers for him that he can handle the treatments and just comfort for the family.
I invite us to continue in a spirit of prayer. There are words printed in our bulletin, and we can share them together as we feel comfortable. We can say, Jesus Christ, by your grace, you step into our lives and an unpredictable journey begins. You challenge us to new thinking. You confront our doubts so that we can cast out our fears. By your grace, O God, you give us hearts to recognize the need of our world. You give us hearts to hear the good news, which brings hope to all. By your grace, we come just as we are. By your grace, we are who we are. We are your children, your people, your church, praying together. And you can notice that there are options of words, and it's okay if we say different words, because we have different words that we have embedded, we have enheartened, we have memorized. So if you haven't memorized, say what your heart feels, and we can pray together saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who offend us. through it by ourselves, we can encourage one another, and we can pass the peace of Christ to one another. We can remember what we are about to do. We're supposed to do, right? We'll do it. Could you pray for me? this community of faith and this gathering of love. Amen. Okay, I think there's Macy back there and there's Linda. Are you our teacher today, Linda? Okay, are you ready? Go to Kids Quest. Thank you. I'm gonna hang out there. And I think I'm reading scripture today. From the Gospel of Luke. It's from the 5th chapter of John. Jesus calls the first disciples. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats that were at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to ship out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Go out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats, and they were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and they followed him. If you were wondering, but in case you didn't know, we are in deep water. In our world, in our church, with a capital C, in our United Methodist world, and in this church. Eek. You know, we are discerning a lot right now. We're contemplating some very big questions about who we are, what we do, how we will fulfill our mission, how and if we will be able to make up a budget deficit after the nursery school has left, how we're going to live out our mission faithfully, how we might try new things. Maybe we should stay where we are. And also, we got this new pastor, maybe about now, right about now, the honeymoon period is over. Was there ever a honeymoon period? I think there was, maybe. There are a lot of questions in our community of faith that we're discussing now, and there are a lot of changes. Can feel really unsettling. And the fact that everything right now feels so unsettled, it does not help. Wouldn't it be nice if there were just one place, one sanctuary, where you don't have to worry about change or deal with change. We have been fishing for a long time. Some of you for a really long time. And it's a lot of work. And it doesn't ever seem to let up. We're tired. And then some little pipsqueak pastor comes along and moves things around and sings new songs and wears new clothes and says, "Let's try new things." And it's tempting to say, "No." And then Jesus says, "Return to the depths." That's the original Greek. When Jesus, when I read for you today, said, "Go out, cast out your nets into the deep water." One translation says, "Return to the depths." And we have no desire to go where Jesus wants us to go. Seriously, dude, we're tired. Where is the rest and light yoke that Jesus talks about? Because this does not feel like that right now. Return to the depths. And Peter says, "Yes." And we say, "Yes." Because we are Christians, we say yes when Jesus calls us. And that means here we are, dog paddling in the deep water. We say yes to Jesus because we are not shore sitters. Oh, there are people who sit on the shore, and life must be dandy for them. I'm sure life is wonderful for them, and sometimes I hate them. But no, we are Christians. We are deep water people. Jesus calls us to the depths. Jesus calls us to the murky life, the complicated intertwined space where you do not know where to paddle next, the place where the way forward is not always clear. Jesus sends us to the deep water, the place where when the wind picks up, the waves can get really scary. And why? Why does Jesus do this? Jesus sends us to the deeps because that is where the people are. Look around. Do you know anyone who has it all together? Who is on Easy Street? Do you know anyone who is not worried about death, about getting old, about relationships, the president, the environment, healthcare, schools? And if you are, and if you do, and if you are one of those people where life is just dandy, then it is time for you to start to swim. Jesus is calling you to deep water because we need to know what it's like so that when other people are struggling, we can companion them in truth and in compassion and in love, without judgment. We need to know what it's like in the deep waters because we need to learn. And we need to recognize that it's hard. And then we need to allow our faith to kick in. And I know that I've got a lot of really great ideas, and I've got a lot of energy, and some really, a lot. And I do not want my excitement and my energy to detract you, to distract you, to make you so angry that you cannot hear God calling you. I am out swimming around in the deep water with you. I'm dog paddling along, arguing with Jesus. Jesus and I argue a lot. We have a very deep relationship. And I'm like, come on, Jesus, can't you give me my own paddle boat? Don't send me out there with all these people. Not with that pastor. I'm not going. Not with that music. Not with those clothes. Those people don't know where they're going. And yet here we are. We are all in this boat together. Now, what are we going to do? Go together. May it be so.
tubes.
I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer. I invite you to consider ways that God might be calling you. And I encourage you to continue to practice our faith, to share in the spiritual practices that have sustained us and Christians before us and sustained Christians to come after us. We are engaging in the practices of our faith when we share in corporate worship, in corporate prayer and singing, listening to sermons, but also in our personal lives and in our daily acts of devotion and acts of mercy and grace, and also in this act and acts of giving. We practice our faith. We keep at it. And so we give and give and receive and receive. I invite you to continue in practicing our faith. I invite you to give and receive our morning offering.
Inserts in your bulletin, and these inserts will be present in your bulletin
throughout this year to help us hear one another and to be able to share and to talk about what is meaningful for you and for us as a community in worship. So I'd love to know how it is that you experience God in your life and also in worship. It would be wonderful if you experienced the presence of God in our worship. And also continue to fill out the survey and talk about ways, things you would like to see more of. If you have concerns, or if you have favorite hymns, or if you would like me to preach on something. Also, give anything else you want me to know, fill it. You know, we've got a whole fact page here. Give it to your friends. Give it to your enemies. Fill them out again. And maybe we'll do this together. Okay? Lots of meetings after church today, and lots of conference.
And you don't need to turn them in today. The box will be available to collect them for weeks. So fill it out at home, whatever.
Okay. Speak right into it.
Okay. Tuesday, we're starting to cook for the chunk dinner. Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, if you're coming to help. So far, I don't have anyone who has volunteered to bring it over to Chum. We need someone with a hatchback or a van. So if you could help us get it over to Chum, just let me know. Okay? I think that's it. We're going to shop tomorrow for the groceries. The meat is already in the refrigerator defrosting. And the little confusion with the refrigerator right now because of the UMD dinner the night before. So it's going to be a tough one.
We will make it through. And also the mission meeting is at Chum. There, so at 4 o'clock, we'll have a tour of Chum and the facilities are there. So come. It'll be an interesting opportunity to learn more about Chum and then also to be able to serve. You are all welcome. And
I was coming to the kitchen review policy meeting after church. We'll meet them at this room. So get your coffee and drink and come up.
And it's all over.
Fasting Aid weekend, I should say, is fast approaching. We would like your orders turned in as soon as possible so that we can measure how much flour and Crisco vegetables that we have to order. And there are some spaces left on the application form for your helping hands. So feel free at any time. If you want to sit down and do what you have to do, that's fine. You can be our runner if you want to be. There are numerous jobs, so please come and join us. It's a great deal.
I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer. I invite you to rise as you are able, in body or in spirit. You join to sing Two Fishermen, our closing hymn.
Thank you.
are blessed because God is with you, and we are with one another. Go in peace, then. Go in peace. Go